it definitely looks done, but we're still waiting on some poles that are supposed to be here the first part of April that for our decorative lighting through the plaza area. So we hope those come shortly so we can get that completed. But yeah, we're hoping to have a ribbon cutting on the 24th of April. And, you know, we received $3 million from the state on this project. So we're going to invite the governor. We're going to invite all his dignitaries and all our local representatives to come.
And to back up, you know, in terms of the city saying, hey, this is an idea we'd like to move forward with. What was, can you give the backstory on really why the city wanted to do a project like that?
Well, to be honest with you, Central Park looks so nice and everything else that was going on downtown and all the other developments around this area here, we thought Central Park parking lot just looked plain. It needed trees, it needed shrubs, it needed something to just make it look attractive. So this grant came available, and we did a lot of research and a lot of work on it, and got to compliment the folks that wrote it for us, and we were very fortunate and successful, I guess.
And then I think the other related project is not a city project, it's a private developer that's completing the Alito Opera House, but it's nearing completion too, kind of at the same time. So I know the city has to be excited about that.
Oh, we most certainly are, yes. And we're hoping to be able to have this grand opening or ribbon cutting, and we'll be able to coincide that with a visit to the Opera House from those folks also.